men that weren't there.
During the recording of Dark Side of the Moon, the Floyd themselves did several interviews with anyone who happened to be around the Abbey Road studios at the time. The technique they used was to give people a number of cards on which questions were printed, questions that related to the themes of Dark Side of the Moon. The interviewees then had to answer the questions as spontaneously as they could. And I asked Rick Wright why this technique was used.
We simply just wanted people's reaction on a very quick level, spontaneous way. So they look at a card and says, have you ever been violent, or what do you think of death? And so before they can think about it, they will have to say something because the microphone's on. And it was that's why we did it. It's Roger's idea. I mean, I think it worked because we got some very interesting replies, you know, very interesting comments on their thoughts.
In the next episode of the Pink Floyd story, you'll be able to hear excerpts from a lot of these interviews, portions of which appear on the final recording of Dark Side of the Moon. And here's one such recording. The interviewee is a road manager, not with the Pink Floyd, who's known affectionately as Roger the Hat. He's being interviewed by Roger Waters.
See, what would be best, really? I mean, I might have to prompt you occasionally. I might even have to ask you a question. But what would you be best if you was to just tell us about it? Because, you know, I've told you what the record's about.
Right, but tell you about it in what way?
Any way you like.
Oh.
You want me to ask you some questions?
I think it would be better.
Oh, well.
I think it would be better,
well,
man.
We're interested in people like you, because, like, you've been on the road for 10 years, right?
Right.
So it's all happened.
Yeah.
Right. So we want to know just what you think about various things.
Dig it. Dig
life
it.
In bands and life right. on the road. And whether you think about other things as well.
Right.
Now, something that's very interesting, for instance, is what's your personal opinion about why do you think a lot of bands split out?
Egotism, I would say. I would say mainly egotism. That's one reason. There are many other reasons, man, but that's one. I would say that is the one that immediately comes to mind, egotism.
I think I'd go along with that.
Mm. So do you mean, you should know what musicians are like.
What are they like?
Well, you see, really, they should be normal people. Normal. But someone once said to me that a proper artist has got a right to be temperamental. I think I've just been unfortunate in meeting every temperamental artist in this business. That's temperamental. That's all.
Why do you think they're temperamental?
Because of the, it's difficult to find a word just because of the nature of the work they're doing.
But do you think it might be because they get too much power?
No, definitely not. I would say too much stress on themselves. Give them false ideals. How's it going?
Right.
Far out.
Take it easy, bear that for me. You don't mind if I keep this one, do you?
Help yourself.
Right.
Well, the initial shock's over.
Okay. That was a very good answer.
Thank you. Do I get 10 out of 10 for that?
Yeah.
Far out.
Get 11 out of 10 for that one. Right, what else was there? Tell you what another bit of it was about, which Bobby could probably have got into, but I don't think it was explained enough in the questions, so he didn't actually get into really talking about it. and that is, there's one track on the record that is about violence, right?
I'm into that.
And it's called Us and Them, simply because whenever you're in a violent situation, there's always like you who's...
Dig it.
Right, and there's them. And they're two very different things.
Right.
So, and one of the questions that we asked the others was, when was the last time you thumped somebody? Why did you do it? Did you think you were in the right? Do you still think you were in the right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last time I thumped anyone was only the other day, as a matter of fact. I was driving along the road towards Northwood Hills, where my brother lives, and this cat in front of me was driving his car, and all of a sudden he stopped and opened his door. And from where I was in me truck, I could see that he never looked in his mirror. Dig it? I could see that he never looked in his mirror, he just opened his door, which caused me to swerve on the other side of the road, very narrowly missing an oncoming motor car. So I pulled in, and like a gentleman, I went up to him and I said, "Now look, man, like, that ain't cool. Like, the thing to do, man, if you're going to stop your car, you stop, you look in your mirror, and if there's nothing about, you open your door." I said, "But, like, you never done that, and, like, it nearly cost me my life." I said, and, like, well, then the guy was very rude. He was rude. In fact, his last words to me were, he called me a long-haired git, so I felt compelled. Well, seeing as he was that rude, I had to, like, retribution was close at hand. So that was the last time I was violent, about 3 days ago.
And you think you were justified? You put one...
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because the thing is, man, is, like, when you're driving on the road, I mean, like, you get a person who's that rude, I mean, they're going to kill you. So, like, if you give them a quick, short, sharp shock, they don't do it again. Dig it? I mean, he got off light because I could have given him a thrashing. I only hit him once.
Right, now, another thing that we were interested in, because, again, there's a track on the album that was supposed to be about it, is pegging out.
Oh, evil bastard.
How do you feel about that? Are you frightened of it?
Death? Wow. What is it, man? You tell me. I don't know. I once had my head read, and by that, this chick that was into astrology, I gave her me date of birth and everything, can you dig that? And, like, she told me where all me energy was channeled, and she said one of them was his experiences, so, like, when I come across death, it'd be a new trip, wouldn't it? So, like, I wouldn't have had it before, so it'd be all right. Doesn't bother me in the slightest. Live for today, gone tomorrow, that's me. Yeah, don't worry about it. Never have done. Something new, innit?
Do you think you ever will? I mean, when you're a bit closer to it.
Nah. Well, it's one of them things that never goes out of fashion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Story, a Capital Radio production, copyright 1976.